Daddy, I have to tell you something. I was a bad girl today. Please don't get mad. You have to promise me you won't get mad. No, you have to promise. Please. I don't want to tell you unless I know I'm not going to get in trouble. Yeah. Please, Daddy. I have to tell you and then you'll decide. Okay. So, you know how it's been, like 2 weeks since you've let me come. And you keep teasing me and teasing me and teasing me. I can't even concentrate at anything. So, in math class this morning, I was just sitting there, and I couldn't stop thinking about some things you said to me last night, and, I sat there and I crossed my legs so I could squeeze my thighs together. I could just feel how aching and desperate my clit was. I could just feel it throbbing. I was trying not to fidget too much, because I didn't want anyone to see. Because, you know, I'm a real good girl. I always sit in the front row of all my classes. But I couldn't help it. I was just kind of rubbing my thighs together. I don't even remember anything that my teacher said because my mind was on your cock being inside me, fucking me. So after math class, I was walking to the library to study for my chemistry test, and there was this girl, she was walking in front of me, and she was really pretty. She had, like, wavy, dirty blonde hair, and, well, she was walking in front of me, so I just kind of keyed in on her ass, and, you know, my pussy was already aching from math class, and so for the rest of the walk to the library, I was just thinking about, Daddy, I don't want to tell you, because I'm shy, I don't know, I was just thinking about, like, what her tits look like. I was just wondering. And I was also thinking about, like being in the shower with her and, like, seeing the water, like, running down her body, and just, that's not important. I got to the library and I went to the fourth floor, because that's the quiet floor. And I found the desk with the computer I usually use. And I logged in and I started working. But Daddy, I just, I couldn't focus. My pussy just wouldn't leave me alone. It was just aching and throbbing, and no matter how I squeezed my thighs together or sat with my legs crossed so that, like, the heel of my foot could kind of rub against, or if I sat with my legs apart and just tried to focus on the work I was doing and just distract myself with, like, music, I just couldn't. I I couldn't make the feeling go away, Daddy. I needed to touch it. So I got up from my spot and I just walked past all the desks and all the couches to the back where there's like 17 rows of bookshelves. It was really quiet. There wasn't really anyone around. There were barely anybody at the desks. And so I just stood behind one of the bookshelves in the back. And I unbuttoned my jeans. And I reached down into the front of them. And I just put my fingers over the fabric of my panties, Daddy. It felt so good. It's what I needed. It's what I needed to feel. And my panties, they were already soaked. They were so wet. And I kept looking around to make sure that I was still alone. And I was. No one ever came back there. And when I was sure that I had that area all to myself, I just pulled my panties to the side. And I leaned against the shelf behind me for support. And I just started to, like, toy at my clit with my fingers. And I started really slow because I was nervous and I didn't want to get caught. And the feeling just took over, and I just circled my clit faster and faster. And Daddy, the next thing I knew, I was coming in my panties in the library behind a bunch of bookshelves filled with boring old books. And I'm sorry, Daddy. I know I broke the rules. I know I was supposed to always ask permission, but I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Daddy. Am I in trouble?